Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Om Shri Sai Ram. From the one and only place in the world where you can actually listen to the sound of silence and peace and experience stillness through your heart, from the one place where the mind forgets its craziness and worries, the sacred land where God incarnate was born, where He worked and toiled and walked and blessed its soil every single day for nearly 9 decades. From Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe, this is Karuna signing in live on this Thursday morning, the 20th day of June 2019. Good morning and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. The current time in the Divine Valley is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. The current temperature outside our Radio Psy studios is 27 degrees Celsius. Puttaparthi is currently experiencing overnight lows of mid-20s and daytime highs are in the mid to late 30s with reasonable cloud cover and occasional showers. June brings in a nice breeze as the monsoon starts hitting coastal South India. Traffic in downtown Puttaparthi this morning was surprisingly busy but moving. Lots of big buses when I came into work. The super specialty hospital bus taking the staff from Puttaparthi to Prashantigram. You know, the town is just about 6 kilometers from the super specialty hospital. And lots of private school buses were plying up and down. So it was kind of busy. But nothing compared to a big city. So we just love this much of traffic jam. It's perfect for our good health. In the abode of highest peace, the mission of Bhagwan Baba is continuing to flourish and grow. Every day is a new day. Every darshan is a brand new experience. And every evening we have a beautiful new program or a presentation in the mandir. So yesterday morning, for instance, a swanking new Sri Satyasai Mobile Hospital and Dental Clinic arrived in the mandir for Bhagwan's blessings. This one is going to be deployed in the state of Karnataka to deliver health care at the doorstep of the needy living in remote villages. So I was very lucky. I managed to capture a quick interview with the Karnataka Mobile Hospital team on the eve of the blessing ceremony. That interview with Sri Suresh Shetty, Karnataka State Joint Coordinator, and Sri Ramdas Achari, who is the Uttar Kannada District President, and Dr. Ravi Dabir, who is the Secretary of the US-based Prashanti Trust, is going to be coming up very shortly. Also, we will continue the after effect of the Vrindavan GJC. Dear sisters and brothers, I remember I owe you 2 inspiring conversations with the Vrindavan alumni that were conducted by my colleague, Brother Prem Anush. Those will be coming up soon. I like to call them Vrindavan Reflections, starring Mr. Harish Raju and Mr. Sai Krishna Acharya. On the other side, of course. And I have also lined up some highlights from the keynote address of the Vice President of India, Honorable Sri Venkaiah Naidu, which he delivered on the occasion of the Golden Jubilee of the Vrindavan campus on 9th of June. By the way, I do realize that I had promised you a live conversation with the director and the team from the Sri Satyasai General Hospital on the show today. I think that will have to wait till next Thursday because there was a scheduling conflict and I think saving lives for doctors is more important than being on Radio Psy, so we will give them that privilege. As soon as they are able to make it, they will be here. Now, before I play a file for you, I have a question and I want you to note down the following details. Our WhatsApp number to reach us instantly is 9393258258. If you're trying to reach us from outside of India, please do not forget the prefix, the country code +91 9393258258. Or if you prefer email, reach me immediately at karuna@radiosai.org. That'll be karuna@radiosai.org. So I repeat, the WhatsApp number 9393258258, email ID karuna@radiosai.org. Here comes the question. Please pay absolute attention. It's a tough one. Can you, of course you can you name the division of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust that offered a gratitude program at the Lotus Feet on this past Sunday, that is on June the 16th, 2019? Give me the full name of the program run by the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust that presented their love and gratitude to the Lord on Sunday, June 16th in the Sai Kulwant Hall. This was an evening program. Along with your correct answer, please add your full name and location. This is very important. And send me your WhatsApps or your email pronto. Meanwhile, let me play for you the first of the two group interviews I have lined up for you today. This one, of course, as I said earlier, with the group from the Karnataka Mobile Hospital cum Dental Clinic, which Bhagwan commissioned yesterday, was serving the needy in rural parts of North Kannada district. Oh, I'm loving it. I can see answers coming in already on the WhatsApp number. Fantastic. Now, here is the scoop on this new development, this happy development in the world of Satya Sai Healthcare. This new mobile hospital, the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital and Dental Clinic, has been made possible with the generous support from the Prashanti Trust, which is based in Hartford, Connecticut in the United States. On the other side of this interview, I will announce the names of all our listeners with the correct answer to my question for this morning. My question remains, tell us the name of the group that offered their gratitude program in the Mandir on Sunday evening, 16th of June. After announcing your responses, I will pray the Vrindavan Reflections with Mr. Harish Raju and Sai Krishna Acharya. So, do not go anywhere. Loads of Sai inspiration coming your way right here on Radio Sai on Thursday Live for the rest of the day today. And enjoy this interview with the group from the Mobile Hospital and keep those answers coming if you know the name of the group that offered its gratitude program on 16th of June in the Divine Presence. Have a listen, please. Om Shri Sai Ram, dear listeners.
Sai Ram.
I'm very happy to welcome to the studio three special guests who are here. One of them has come in the past and always brought good news to us. The Sri Satya Sai Healthcare System has achieved yet another milestone, and we will be celebrating that milestone in the Divine Presence tomorrow, that is on the 19th of June 2019. In the Sai Kulwant Hall. So on the eve of this grand occasion, I thought we'll quickly get caught up with this big event where once again, Swami is going to take healthcare and dental care to the doorstep of those who are in pain, who are in need of medical attention, and who cannot reach a big hospital. So on that note, I'd like to welcome my guests and introduce them to you. My first guest is Sri Suresh Shetty. He's the Karnataka State's Joint Coordinator. Sai Ram, sir.
Sai Ram.
And Sri Suresh Shetty is also the administrative officer at the Karwar Port.
Yes, Sai Ram, ma'am.
Welcome to Radio Sai.
That's fine, Sai Ram, ma'am.
We also have with us Sri Ramdas Achari, who is the Uttar Kannada District President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. And professionally, he is the Assistant Executive Engineer at the Port Department at Karwar. Sai Ram, sir.
Sai Ram, sir.
Welcome to Radio Sai.
Sai Ram.
And I'm also honored to welcome Dr. Ravi Dabir, who is our resident dentist at Sri Satya Sai General Hospital and also the secretary of the United States-based Prashanti Trust. Sai Ram, Ravi
Sai Ram.
Sir, and welcome to Radio Sai once again.
Sai Ram.
So tomorrow is the big day and there's going to be a new beginning of yet another chapter in the mobile hospital's history, the Sri Satya Sai healthcare system. What can you tell us about it? What is it that we are taking to Bhagwan for blessings?
With the blessings of Divine Blessing Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and under the assent of Karnataka Satya Sai Trust and with the Prashanti Trust also, Sir Ravi Sir is there with all their coordination and cooperation and their assistance and with the blessings of Bhagwan. they are providing one Sri Satya Sai Dental and Mobile Clinic to the Uttar Kannada district. The Uttar Kannada district is the unique district in the fold of the Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the district which have 25 samitis and 50 bhajan mandals. More than 200 Balvikas classes are running, and thousands of youths are there in the fold of the Bhagwan. And the district is having a near about 10,000 square meters kilometer area, consisting of coastal area as well as Malnad area. And the people are very backward, educationally, literally, and health facilities are very poor. Like Siddhi, Gonda, Gowda, those are all traditional peoples they are staying, who are totally not much educated about the health facilities. So, in 1968, October 23 and 24th, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba visited Uttar Kannada district. Last year, we have celebrated the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Amarapuriya Ananda Yatra. On that occasion, with our SP Sir Shri Dakkapaji, we have launched four programs. That's out of that one is the major program is this mobile, Sri Satya Sai Dental and Mobile Hospital, which is the just like a Volvo bus, which has the two compartments. One is specially dedicated to the dental, and another is for general. We are intent to reach the villages which is not easily medically well suited or well equipped. So we'll go to that place and we'll have a medical camps. Initially we have proposed to have at least twice in a week, Saturday and Sunday. We have a full of doctors. 5-6 doctors are there, staunch devotees of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Since from last 20 years they are working in our organizations. And then we have another specialist doctors as a full of 5 to 10 doctors. They are all joining their hands together in serving the people.
That is fantastic news that Swami's compassion and love is going to be taken in such a professional manner to the doorstep of those who have no access. That is wonderful. What else can you tell us, sir, about this?
It is a wonderful opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm.
North Kannada district is awaiting for this opportunity. Swami has blessed us and given us this opportunity. We will have this opportunity and door to door we will go and approach the people and have this facility to them.
Okay, my question is our other Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, it operates for 14 days of every month. What about the one in Karnataka?
In Karnataka, they have given small medical vans, madam, in 10 to 12 districts they are operating. Here, this is initially we are commencing restricting this to twice in a week, madam. But once everything is geared up, we are coordinated, then you are thinking up to increase at least 3 days per week, madam.
Okay, I see. So it will travel to different parts of district.
We have got 12 taluks. Out of that, initially we have selected 8 taluks and one villages of the 8 taluks. The places like that used to have a cluster of villages.
Hmm.
So all the nearby village people can come there.
So it becomes a nodal point
and
everybody comes
there. Yes.
I see.
That's the idea.
Okay. Now, we were reading that this has been just the structure, the bus, the vehicle has been given by a private company as part of a CSR. However, the actual work that was done on it was done primarily by the goodwill of Baba's devotees.
Yes,
Brother Ravi Dabir, would you like to comment on that, please? Because Prashanti Trust has been taking a lead in upgrading the Satya Sai healthcare system over the last several decades.
You know, we are fortunate to be a part of the Satya Sai healthcare mission and also Satya Sai mission as in totality. A donor approached us and said he would like to donate a mobile clinic bus somewhere. So at that same time, Dakapa happened to be there, and I told Dakapa. Dakapa said, we'll take it in North Kannada district, we'll run it. So everything
fell into place.
And the purchase order was placed in Ashok Leyland, and they were about, even the draft was ready to buy the truck chassis, and one of the students said, sir, don't do anything, just wait for a week. And then he talked behind the scenes to the CEO and other people, and we got the bus chassis free as a donation from Ashok Leyland.
Okay.
And Prashanti Trust funded 50 lakhs to build the body to our suitable needs and furnished with dental equipment and medical equipment.
That would be like $80,000 US?
Not really. I think it's about 60,000.
60,000, right. Yes, okay.
So we are fortunate and happy to be a part of it. And we continue to support for another 3 years their operating expenses. But I suggested to the local organization that don't depend completely on outside finances. You have to be self-sufficient so that it sustains itself. And you don't want the outside organizations to drop off and then you're stuck in the middle of don't know what to do. So they've agreed to do it, and I'm sure they will, with Swami's blessings, continue to do a great job.
So would any one of you like to describe how big the hospital on the inside is and what are some of the facilities that are inside it?
It's 32 feet by 8 feet. It's got three compartments. One is a driver's compartment, which is air-conditioned. And then we have a dental compartment, which is also air-conditioned, with the chair and the full equipment of dentistry. And then we have a medical clinic, which is equipped with the exam table and the pharmacy. Drugs are stored there and dispensed from there. So it is quite a big one.
So total about 256 square feet, very
right.
Well utilized.
Right.
So when you park at a certain nodal point, do you only operate out of this vehicle or do you set up half of it outside?
If there is provision, you can set it up outside. If there is no provision, then we can operate it from inside. There is a huge generator. I don't know the capacity, but it is big enough to run all three air conditioners together and the dental equipment and the medical equipment.
I would be so curious to see the expression of these humble and simple villagers who have not been exposed to modern medicine to enter a bus and find a full-fledged, well-equipped, air-conditioned and brightly lit hospital inside. It must be such a marvel for them.
I think it is an eye-opener. I don't know their background, but these people can tell. It's an eye-opener for every one of us. You know, we don't know their reaction and they don't know our reaction, but hopefully we can come together and do good for them.
They all speak Kannada?
Yeah, madam.
So that's where the language is a very important thing, right? Because the doctors have to be able to speak, converse with them.
Yeah, we are engaging the local doctors only there in the respective taluks, and one specialist also will accompany them. So there will not be much this communication gap.
So after the first referral, let's say someone needs, after the first consultation, if they need a referral for some specialized attention, what happens then?
The specialist will come once in a month. So general doctors will be there. But now initially, as sir told, we are taking only small emergencies and normal checkups and other things. If anything specialized treatment is required, we can refer to the super specialty hospitals or nearest district hospitals or medical colleges with the assistance of the doctors who are coming over there.
Mm-hmm. The plan is elevation of the pain. Hmm. You get rid of the pain, get rid of the fever, get rid of the vomiting, get rid of diarrhea, and dental pain is really bad.
Get
rid of all these things and then address the future necessary treatment. So when they come in, they'll be treated for these things first. In dentistry, if they need an extraction, we do the extraction. If they need a filling, we do the filling. If they need a cleaning, we do the cleaning. And now once they're out of the pain, then they can think right, we can think right, and do the necessary treatment later on. In the medical side, we treat them for fever or cough, cold, or stomach ache, or diarrhea, or vomiting, and all these things. We are equipped to treat these cases. We are not equipped to treat a heart attack or a broken bone or something like these, or neurosurgical cases and all these things. We can make an initial diagnosis and we can refer them to specialized centers. There is a medical college there. Refer them there. And one of the Sevadals, their own people, will assist them in taking them there and seeing that they get the necessary treatment. And they will follow up later on, a few days later or a few weeks later, and make sure that the treatment has been rendered so that they're not left in the wild. So this is how it is going to be structured.
I see.
So if somebody comes with a broken hand, we'll stabilize them and send them to the necessary hospital to get the further treatment done. If somebody comes with a heart attack, we make sure that their damage is minimized and we send them to the nearest hospital.
I see. How do we recruit or engage doctors to participate? Because the whole initiative is driven from goodwill and it's a voluntary initiative and there are no paychecks exchanging hands. How do we motivate people to come on board and support us and travel with us? How does that work?
They already are running two medical clinics 7 days a week.
I see.
So they're all Sai Swami devotees. And we don't need to attract anybody to come.
We have our own pool.
Yeah, they have their own pool. Plus, I'm sure if another person, another doctor sees and finds out from his colleague, he asks him, oh, where are you going? I'm going to do this seva in this medical bus. I'm sure they'll be curious enough just to join the company. So that's how it is. You know, a good company attracts another good person.
Truly. And Swami's entire mission has grown like that.
Right. Yeah.
One lamp lights another. Yeah. That sort of a thing. Yeah. I see. You know, both of you have full-time jobs.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're an executive engineer. You work in the port department. How does one make time to attend to this kind of work and also balance your professional life? How do you do it? I'll start with you.
We'll have group members, group leaders. In each talukas, we have group leaders. They will mobilize the sevadars, mobilize and they will give awareness to the patients and do camps there. By that, we are mobilizing our duties, responsibilities, so all our get together and all youths and all leaders will keep up their mind to doing seva.
I see. And yourself?
We are making our holidays into holy days, ma'am. So we're in that way, we're thinking. So whatever maximum we can do, we'll do it. But the Uttar Kannada district is such a district which has been specially blessed by Bhagwan, where we have got a very energetic youth force and elders also. I don't think any time there will be shortage of manpower in Uttar Kannada district for Sai organization.
Yes, madam.
That's very heartening to know. Very nice.
Yes.
Do your ancestors come from North Kannada district?
I don't know where they came from.
We're still searching for the roots for Dr. Ravi Dabir. Very good. But you have visited the area. I saw the photographs. Oh, that puja was done in the Whitefield Super Hospital.
Our state president belongs to Uttar Kannada district.
Yes. Dakappa sir is from Uttar Kannada district. That time
we are going to visit for the first time next
week.
Oh,
very nice. Excellent. Must be a very exciting time.
On 23rd, I got an inauguration formal inauguration function, madam.
So tomorrow, Bhagwan is going to bless the hospital the Sai Kulwant Hall.
Yes,
well, here's wishing the entire project great success. May this be yet another example for the world to learn from. I understand our Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital is already a case study for many governments and NGOs, and we have won so many awards, and now we have one more going out into this. Our Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital operates right here in Prashanthi Nilayam and 14 nodal areas around us. But I hope the North Kannada District Mobile Hospital is just as successful and even more.
With the divine blessings, ma'am.
Totally. Yes. Your final thoughts?
Blessings of Bhagwan and support of Sathya Sai Karnataka Trust and Ravi sir and his team. And with all the support from our youths and elders, I think it will be a special seva works given, specially given to the Uttar Kannada district, ma'am.
Wonderful. Yourself, sir?
I believe with Swami, he does what he wants as an instrument with us.
Hmm. Very nice. And Dr. Dabir, how does Prashanthi Trust determine the projects that it wants to support? How does the selection work?
It's Sai incidents.
Okay. That's all. That's the management technique, the guiding principle, Sai incidents. Elaborate, please.
A call came from my friend, says, I want to do this project. Takappa was right next to me. Then I mentioned it to him.
Immediately
we are there.
So. And then Ashok Leyland decided to give out the truck.
It is all Sai incidents, that's all. You know, I think as Mr. Achari said, if he wants it done, it will be done whatever way it has to be. If he doesn't want it done, he'll put a lot of obstacles and it won't be done.
Yes.
But Swami wanted this done and it's going to be done and there'll be, the progress will be excellent.
For sure.
Yes.
amen to that. Anything that bears His divine name and is done in His name is a sure shot success.
Nothing with His name has gone down the drain.
Never ever. It's the name of the Paripurna Avatar, as we say. This is the name at the last moment that will take us across. So it has a lot of power. And we bow to that power. Thank you very much for joining me.
Jai Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, you just heard a conversation with the team associated with the brand new Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital and Dental Clinic that has been commissioned in Karnataka. Bhagwan blessed it yesterday and it will be starting its operations shortly. I would love to hear back from you. Please share your thoughts, inputs, suggestions about this particular interview or any other Radio Sai offering. As always, you can reach us on our WhatsApp number 9393258258 or at listener@radiosai.org. That is our email ID. And I'm very happy to notice that we've got a tremendous response to my very difficult question that I asked the listeners this morning. If you can name the group that offered this gratitude program in the Divine Presence on the evening of Sunday, June 16th. First answer I'm going to read from comes from Veda Ravi and Rahul Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa. They say, Om Shri Sairam, the answer is Vidya Vahini. Thank you for a lovely show. I think he meant show. He wrote slow. Okay, Rahul, I will forgive the slow and show mistake. Autocorrect does that. So thank you, Rahul and Veda and Ravi for that feedback. Appreciate it. Let's go back and see who else got the answer right. Now, this one comes from Kartika from Gold Coast, Australia. Kartika and Arun from Brisbane, Australia say, gratitude offering by Team Vidyavahini. Thank you, Kartika and Arun, and I hope you like the program and you are planning to associate with Vidyavahini soon. Actually, one correction, I asked for the full name, is Sri Sathya Sai Vidyavahini. Okay, guys. This one comes from my part of the world, from Divya Sai Yoga Kumran, Sathya Sai School of Canada, Grade 8, Toronto, Canada. I'm so happy to announce the name of the school where I was serving for 9 years earlier on. And Divya Sai says, is that Vidya Vahini? Yes, of course. Why the doubt, Divya Sai? Of course, it's Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini, if I may add. Thank you for participating. Now, let's see where this comes from. This one comes from Sally in South Africa. Sally from South Africa says Vidya Vahini. Yes, actually, Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini. Thank you, Sally from South Africa, for participating. I'm so happy to see such a global response. The next one comes from closer to home, Navi Mumbai, from Lakshmi Niranjana Menon from Panvel, Navi Mumbai. Gratitude program by Vidya Vahini team. We watched it live. Aren't we so happy you did that? Thank you. Thank you for doing that for us, Lakshmi and Niranjana Menon from Panvel in Navi Mumbai, Maharashtra. The next answer is from Brother Pratap Makodia. Wow, Brother Pratap Makodia, you got the answer absolutely right. You said the name of the group offering their gratitude program is Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini program. Full name, thank you, Bhavnagar, Gujarat, India, Pratap Makodia. Thank you, bhai. Nice to hear from you. This one comes from Mrudula Murthy from Bangalore, Karnataka. She says, Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini, Sairam. Thank you, Mrudula. And you have to have the right answers. You're a Balvikas Guru. You know it all. I'm very happy to see this answer from you. This one, they forgot to tell us where this is from. Okay, I think Divya Trivedi from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia says the program was by Vidya Vahini on 16th of June. Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini, you got it right. I have a feeling some people have been going on the net and quickly checking out. So the Radio Sai thing says SSS on the side and then Vidya Vahini. That's how many people have Vidya Vahini. Anuj from Vienna. Ooh, Austria. Very nice. Must be nice weather in Europe right now. Not as nice as Parthi though. It's better here. That's easy, sister, Anuj says. Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini Gratitude Program. You are right and congratulations to you, Anuj from Vienna, Austria. And nice to hear from you. Now, this one comes from Nidhi Rai from Madhya Pradesh, from Piparia in Madhya Pradesh and in Central India. And she has the whole name right, Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini program. Thank you, Nidhi Rai, for participating. Always a pleasure to hear from you. This one comes from Sister Babita Mehtani from Hong Kong. And she said, Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini. Absolutely right, correctly spelled. Thank you very much. I like right spellings. Thank you, Babita Matani, for participating, and your answer is right. I have a few more to go, if you give me a moment. This one comes from Priya Suryavanshi from Mumbai, Maharashtra. She said the Vidyavahini program. Yes, Priya, it was the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program. And thank you for your participation from Mumbai. The next one is from my brother Ashok Kirplani from Hong Kong. And he said it was Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini SSSVV was organized last weekend. Thank you, brother Ashok Kirplani, for participating from Hong Kong. Appreciate your correct answer. Congratulations. And I have this one. I did not say, the person forgot to write their name and their location, but the answer says Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini, and it's a number from India. So thank you, dear brother or sister from India, who has the last three digits of your phone number are 900. Thank you for participating. I'm not able to announce your name. And I'm just going to quickly browse through my emails to see if anybody has responded on email, and I believe they have. How nice to know that we have so many alert listeners. Okay, just a quick minute, quick second, please. This one comes from Sri C.L. Mirakur in from Delhi. He says, Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini. Yes, Sri C.L. Mirakur, your answer is absolutely right, and thank you for participating, sir. And one more. Vani Sri T.S. from Bengaluru says the answer is Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini. Ooh, I wonder why I'm so happy to say the whole name. Thank you, Vani Sri. You got the name right, and that was the program that we offered. Appreciate everyone's participation. There are few others coming up. Oh, okay. This one says Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini pulled us to the divine abode on the 16th. Ajit from Tambaram, Chennai. Thank you, brother Ajit, from Tambaram, Chennai, for your correct answer. One more just popped up. This is from Rani Rao, and from South Africa. Sister Rani Rao says, Om Shri Sai Ram, it was Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini. Thank you, Sister Rani Rao from South Africa. It's so nice to get such a huge and beautiful response from all over the world. And I think something else just popped up also, if I may quickly check. Okay, and that brings me to the end of your responses. Now, what I have lined up for you is this beautiful Vrindavan Reflections. When the Vrindavan Golden Jubilee was going on, we were trying to catch up with as many sisters, brothers actually, no sisters, brothers from Vrindavan as is possible. So one day before my last show, Brother Prem was kind enough to catch up with two of his own batchmates. They are Mr. Harish Raju, who completed his BCom and MFM, I think Masters of Financial Management from our university, and Mr. Sai Krishna Acharya, who studied in our school from grade 8 to grade 12, and then he went on to complete his bachelor's degree in commerce from the Vrindavan campus. So this interview that Prem has recorded, Harish Raju and Sai Krishna Acharya both have shared their experiences and their memories of Vrindavan, and I would love for all of you to soak in the bliss of Sai Krishna's glory. And on the other side of these two interviews, I'm going to play for you some of the highlights, an extract from our Honorable Vice President of India, Sri Venkaiah Naidu's keynote address that he delivered on the occasion of the Golden Jubilee of the Vrindavan campus at the Sai Ramesh Hall in Vrindavan in Kadugodi. With that, I urge you to stay with us for the rest of the show, and please do not forget to keep sending your responses, your thoughts, your feedback, your WhatsApps to us. By email, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org and by WhatsApp at 9393258258. Thank you for your company. Have a Saisam awesome day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
Salam, dear listeners, this is Prem, and with me are two of my classmates. I had the pleasure of attending the Golden Jubilee celebrations in Vrindavan with both of them. And of course, I had the pleasure of spending three very, very precious years in Vrindavan with both of them. And they are with me here. Both of them have flown down from Singapore to attend the meet. Here with us is Harish Raju and Sai Krishna Acharya. And all three of us graduated in the year 2002. We joined Vrindavan in 1999. So I've managed to get both of them here to share some of their beautiful memories. So we'll start with Harish Raju. Harish, probably you could start by telling all our listeners what you're up to after your Vrindavan. And of course, you also did your post-graduation in Prashanthi Nilayam, which we graduated in 2004. So thereafter.
Yeah. I joined in 99, 2002, finished 2004 MBA finance, we finished from there. Later I started working with HDFC Bank in Bangalore, worked there for a few years and then moved on to Deutsche, and then did a startup stint kind of thing. Currently I'm working in Singapore with a bank called DBS as an investment advisor. So that's what I've been doing now for the last 3 years.
Okay. What about you, Acharya?
Sairam, everybody. After my graduation at Brindavan, Swami told me to go out. So I went out, did my MBA. And from then on, I have been out of the country. My first job was in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And that also was by Swami's grace. I joined a company where the director only chose me because I was from Swami's Institute. Then from there on, I got hired into a company, Vimoksha Technologies, which was again headed by a Swami's devotee in Singapore. So from then on, I changed different companies. Right now, I'm with the world's largest travel site, TripAdvisor. I'm a customer success manager there currently.
Wonderful. So let's start off. I think it was a very, very refreshing and rejuvenating experience to be back in Vrindavan, and it's been 20 years. It's flown like a dream, literally. In 1999, we first went to Vrindavan. It's 2019. We managed to celebrate our 20th year and the 50th year of Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So to start off with, how was the experience being a part of the Golden Jubilee celebrations? I would like both of you to share what you thought about the whole event.
Yeah, the first thing is it was definitely nostalgic. And coming to Vrindavan and seeing that the teachers have not grown up even a year older.
Absolutely.
that is something which we feel, I think that is what they day in, day out live and breathe on the direction of Swami's lifestyle. So that is what has never aged them. And secondly, I think when I'll just give you one incident where I just walked into Ravi Kumar sir's room, and even before he said hi, how are you, or anything like that, or he told me, how is your headache? He remembers 20 years back I used to have a kind of headache which very few teachers knew.
I don't remember.
He remembered after like 17 years, which only maybe your parents will know or remember. So that is the relationship they had. That is something which really touched me. And also Sahani sir, when he saw, I'm meeting him after maybe 17 years, and he said, "Hey Acharya, how are you?" So that connection, I don't think so anywhere else. Even our primary school friends where we studied outside, they also won't remember us like that. So that is something which has been very special.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty similar in kind of the experiences that the memories, the rush of memories that came through. I think Swami made us appreciate every small thing that was happening around us, and we cherish it so much that, you know, we've been outside for so many years. We've had the opportunity to eat all kinds of food, you know, and somehow we get back to food. But, you know, but then when we got back to hostel, the taste and is something that we really crave for, right? We had that privilege of having the groundnut chutney and the other things around it, and it gave us such great memories around it. So apart from that, even the places that we went to, so when we went on stage for the photograph opportunities and all that stuff, the smell of the stage around there, you know, it gives you a rush of memories back when Swami used to be there. We used to take turns to go and give rose to Swami, right, and then, you know, take the aarti chances and all that. So that smell kind of remained, and it you know, when you go back there, all those memories come back to us very very nicely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even when we entered the Tri Vrindavan premises, all the tri sessions which we had, as soon as you enter and see that jhula of Swami where he was sitting, we have goosebumps.
Yeah.
So it was a wonderful experience.
It's so beautiful when I think of it. You know, we are celebrating 50 years of a place, an ashram which was built by Swami. Of course, the Vrindavan ashram itself is older than 50 years, but merely as students of the campus, to be able to participate in that. And the Golden Jubilee celebrations was pretty much an alumni meet,
yeah,
where all the alumni came, and one of the alumni was sharing that their family was seeing for the first time their husbands and their fathers changing into a self which they've not seen before, you know. So fun loving and, you know, yeah, suddenly becoming timid in front of some teachers probably.
Yeah.
It was a very, very special occasion in that sense, and
you know,
and of course talking about Vrindavan, Thrai Vrindavan especially. So I think I should ask both of you, what are your fondest memories of Vrindavan? And I'm sure walking back into the campus, that'll be the memory which is right on top.
A memory that really came back to me very strongly when I went into Thrai this time, and we had the opportunity to go, is an immense sense of gratitude. I felt so grateful to Swami for making sure that I respect and I kind of understand the importance of what he was giving me at that point of time. So I was from Bangalore, so I'm born and brought up in Bangalore. During the holidays, I used to go and stay at home, but somehow when I went back, I used to come back for Thrai every afternoon.
Yeah.
So yeah, so every evening 2 o'clock I used to leave home, and I came, and I was not sure whether I'm going to sustain, you know, every day coming up and down. Does it is it really required? You know, all, when the mind comes up with all these questions and other things. So one of the sessions, I was sitting right in front of Swami, and I was looking at him, and Swami had a way of you know, putting his hand between his eyebrows, right? And and then suddenly I looked after that, I looked up and I saw Om written in Tamil. And it was very clear. I mean, the hair was in that particular shape.
Okay. On Swami's forehead?
On Swami's forehead. Okay. On Swami's forehead. So I was, again, you know, I was like, maybe it's... I don't know. I didn't want. I mean, I obviously gave importance to it at that point of time, and I thought maybe it's just my own kind of, you know, imagination. So I just left it. 2 days afterwards, again I got a chance to sit in front, and I look up, and Swami did the same gesture, and I look up, and there was an Om in Hindi written. So that made sure that I come for every Thrai session, whether it be rain or shine. I made sure that I come for every Thrai session. So when I walked into Thrai this time and I saw the Jula, I was really, you know, because during that time between 1999 to 2002, Swami stayed by for Christmas also when we were studying there in 2000. So the amount of chances we got with Thrai and all that, I was so grateful that Swami made sure that I understand the importance of it, and he made sure that I was there so that I could, you know, take in as much as possible.
Right.
So that was a wonderful experience of Thrai that came back to me, and a very fond memory of
Swami. Oftentimes when I think of Thrai, I always say this when I'm reflecting on Vrindavan. I had my first darshan of 99, the first time when I became a student. And Swami has a presence when he's walking for darshan. You know, he's so regal. He's the poise, the grace with which he walks. He's not human at that time. You know, you look up to him, he looks larger than he really is, and all of that. But then in the evening, you walk into Thrai. I remember this very, very vividly on the first day.
Yeah.
The mischief on Swami's face.
Right? Yeah.
You're so different, and you suddenly feel that, you know, he's not distant. He's so dear to you. He's so close to you, and you know, so relatable in that sense. And I think that's one of the most special things Vrindavan, especially Thrai Vrindavan, offer to all of us. So Acharya, waiting to hear from you.
Okay, my I joined actually from my 8th standard. So although I joined in my 8th standard, somehow my first experience relates back to again Thrai.
Okay.
I used to do some artwork on and off. So in 8th standard, what had happened is Swami was in Vrindavan for very long, and usually after summer he usually comes back to Parthi. So this had been a very long period where Swami was still in Vrindavan and hadn't come back to Parthi. So everybody was very eager. So our teachers that time said that you all write letters and make a card so that we go and give it to Swami. over the weekend when they are going to Vrindavan. So me, Ashish Davar and few of more our artist friends, we were awake through the night and we created a beautiful butterfly card, a little whatever painting we knew that time, and one of the students wrote a beautiful poem, and we sent it to with our teacher to Vrindavan. When the teacher came back, the teacher had got a picture of Swami showing this card to everybody in Thrive.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And what followed is Swami took the card. Swami read the poem. And Swami said, even the smallest of the kids from 8th standard are missing me so much. And I'm here in Vrindavan. I'm going to leave tomorrow. So, we were like this little boys and we were feeling so victorious that, you know, our devotion is the greatest because of us, Swami is coming. But it was just an opportunity Swami gave us. But this remained with us throughout. And Swami apparently gave that card to the Vrindavan teachers to preserve it. So, when we joined Vrindavan and I joined the art attic, in Vrindavan. So the first time I walk into Art Attic, which is in the institute premises, and I see that this card is well preserved, and just the way we did it.
So it 4 years later.
Not four years later. Six years later.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost 6 years later. We were in 8th standard.
Right.
So it got back all the memories of the card. You know, it was such a beautiful feeling, and it made us to do more in terms of art, being an art critic after that. So this was one of the fondest memories.
Right, yeah. And probably talking about art, there must be many, many more experiences related to art. And I recall one of the things a lot of our classmates used to do in Thrive Vrindavan is write a letter to Swami, and they would have these fancy designs on the envelope of the letter, you know, just saying dear Swami or dear Bhagwan.
Right.
And I'm sure you're one of those. And I recall many times Swami would take and spend so many beautiful seconds just looking at the design, and there would be some 3D effect or some cursive writing, you know.
Yeah. But just to put a point in perspective, Acharya has been very humble about his artistic skills. He's really one of the best that I have seen.
Right.
In fact, one of the, you know, we had these altar competitions, right? So one of the altars that he made, there were these two paintings, one of Hanuman and Rama, and Meera and Krishna. So I felt so happy seeing those things. So I think I made a passing mention to him. Bhai, agar ye, you know, if it's okay,
give it to me.
So he was very kind. So once after a few months, he gave those things to me, and it is still with me. In fact, that Hanuman and Rama is on my work desk.
Wow.
Even till today. So I keep it. It's so good, and it's so well made.
So I'll just connect this since he spoke about the altar competition what used to go on. The first year in Vrindavan, when we joined, and they announced that there is going to be a altar competition. So art doesn't just come to us like that. It is an inspiration what Swami gives, whatever it is. And I was sitting in the darshan, I was sitting in the prayer hall of Vrindavan actually, and when they announced, and then the bhajan session was there. So in the bhajan session, I was just closing my eyes, and the picture of the altar what I would make appeared.
Wow.
Okay. I went back to my room, took out the sheet of paper, I drew it, and just replicated the exact measurements, and we won the first prize.
Nice. Wow.
So it is not something what would have your imagination. It is something what Swami inspired, and he gave it to you. That was a, since you talked about it, I don't want to break the chain of thought. Coming back to the letters, what you were mentioning, see, these were all reasons for us to find a way to be more closer to him physically. Okay, mentally it's a very different tangent.
Every opportunity to please him and get a smile from him.
So
what do you write every day in a letter, right? So it's very difficult to write every day something to somebody, correct? What I should write inside is probably, Swami, I love you. That is the letter. But in front, I used to spend at least an hour to decorate it. So that when Swami is coming by, raise it up.
catches his attention.
And he takes it. So by that way, I think that gave us numerous opportunities to show our face as well as brand ourselves that we are doing something. Recollecting that, one day what happened is, I wrote a letter to Swami. During that period, the new Whitefield Hospital was being constructed, and my father happens to be working in the super specialty hospital in Prashanthi Nidam as chief pharmacist from the time this hospital was there. And when the new hospital in Whitefield was being made, he was asked to go there to do the different setup of equipment, purchase of equipment, setting up a pharmacy so that the hospital can start running. He used to spend day in and day out because hospital had to be inaugurated. So a lot of work was going on. In the meantime, we students were enjoying thrice sessions. Okay. So I was telling my father, you are really missing out on thrice sessions even though you are in Vrindavan.
Correct.
And my father was like, you will never understand the relationship we have with Swami. He's the one who has given me this work, and I have to complete this work. For me, that work is worship. If I don't do that and leave and come to thrice session, he will take my case. Okay, I did not understand that time, like, why is he telling. I said, how he will recognize among thousands of people and he will tell you that you are not doing the work in hospital and you are coming for a thrice session. I had that doubt in my mind. One day I wrote a letter to Swami, and I was sitting in thrice. In front of me were two huge boys, and I was literally seeing Swami through the gap of the necks of those two boys. Swami came, Swami sat in the jhula, and I knew that Swami will not be able to even look at me. The speech was going on, somebody was giving a speech, and then Swami was looking at the students, and then between that gap, he suddenly looked into my eyes, and that lasted for nearly a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens, right? Then
all even, kinds of
even
emotions.
two, three seconds is enough. This is like
it is. Use your thoughts run wild. Whatever mistakes you have done in your life, you start thinking about everything, and then after that a minute of stare, Swami asked for the letter. So I gave the letter to Swami. The speech was on. Swami was reading through the letter. Then Swami stopped the speech and asked me, what is your name? I said, Swami Sai Krishna Acharya. Then he said, so your father is Mr. Acharya, who works in the hospital? I was like taken aback already. He knew my father and he was working in the hospital. Yes, Swami is working in your hospital. Then Swami referred again. He told, not my hospital, it is our hospital. Okay.
Sweet of Swami, we always used to make that connection when we would say that.
So he told that he knows that he is working in the hospital, okay, which already gave assurance to me that everything he knows. And then Swami gave me a ring, and Swami told, I will be there with you always. And this assurance of his has, he has fulfilled his promise at every step from the time I have gone out, whether it was my first job. The director who was interviewing me only took me because I was a Sai student. Whether it was my first sale in that same job, the doctor, we were doing a healthcare project when the doctor I met had a Swami's picture on the table. And the discussion never went about the product, but about Swami.
And the deal was signed without even looking at any of the things. So they had that faith. When I moved to my first job in Singapore, when I was going for the meeting for the first deal in Singapore, it was a taxi where it was a Chinese driver but had a Swami's picture. And I'm telling my boss that this deal is already done. You know, and he was like, we haven't even met the client yet. And we can't explain to him what goes into our mind. He is there. And he has assured and he has given that word, I'll be there with you. And he has fulfilled that till today. So which is, we cannot explain in words, yeah.
The one of the memories that comes to me when Acharya was talking about how Swami knows our parents and you know how he remembers every single thing. This is the 2002 sports meet. So I was part of the bungee jumping team,
right?
So the backstory is that in the first year we were all part of the paramotor training process. So we went through a rigorous training process, and then finally Swami called off the thing. He said, we don't want to do paramotor this year. So what happened was, in the third year, again we had the opportunity to do it. So I was selected as part of our class, and then there was the other first year and second year people there. So what we, before sports meet, in the airport, we had set up the whole crane and other things, and there was a trial jump that was supposed to happen. So, until one day before, we got the whole crane thing set up, and we knew that Swami is going to come. So, Jain sir had ensured that, you know, he had put who is going to take the first jump, second jump, third jump. And I was supposed to take the first jump, and that was what it was. The next day, the then warden, you know, he had his own whatever, and he pushed me right till the end. He said, I was the last person to take the jump.
Okay.
And I was standing, the memory is so clear in front of me, and this was at the airport, the sun was rising the other side, I was facing the sun, and I was like so dejected. I said, Swami, I went from first to last.
And you never know that whether Swami will sit till the end.
And
two jumps.
Absolutely. So I was really, really dejected, and then at that same moment, I saw the car coming in, right, from the other side, and Jain sir was running ahead of the car. So he quickly runs and comes, and he immediately asks for me, where is Haresh? Because he sees that other people are, you know, getting ready to do the jump. And I was right at the end, so he calls me and said, Haresh is taking the first jump. I was happy, obviously. I didn't think of anything else. I just went and buckled up everything, went on top, did the jump. And as soon as I finished the jump, Swami called. He said, you come in front. So I sat next, I went near Swami, and he was very happy, right? And he is always proud that, you know, his students are doing all these kind of adventurous things and all that. So he asked me, Paina, didn't you feel scared? Didn't you? I said, Swami, when you're there, what do I have to be scared about? So he was so happy. He's a very good boy. There was the vice chancellor and warden and principal everywhere around. So he made sure that all of them know that this fellow is a good boy. Harish Raj is a good boy. So he made sure that he said that so many times. And here's the thing. So he was speaking to me in Telugu. And my father's native place is Vellore. So my dad knows Tamil more than he knows Telugu as well, but his language of education and everything is Tamil. So Swami asked me, what do you want to do next? I said, Swami, whatever you say. And this went on for some 2-3 times. What do you want to do? You say. I said, Swami, whatever you say. Suddenly he said, Appa enna solrare. Or out of the blue.
When he talks about the father.
He suddenly asks in Tamil.
Tamil, what is he doing?
Yeah, and then.
What is he saying?
What does he want you to do? I also replied in Tamil. I said, Swami, ninga enna solring.
Whatever you say again.
Then we had that conversation. The second jump also happened. And then after that, Swami got up to move. So as soon as the jump finished, I moved back because I thought the other students also would want to, come close to Swami and take Namaskar. So I just moved a little back, and then Swami got up and he was giving Vibhuti. He materialized Vibhuti. So I was standing back. Suddenly Swami reached out all the way and said, first boy first. And he came and he gave the Vibhuti to me first. I mean, there is no I mean, you think of it, Swami need not have done that, right? I mean, he doesn't have to remember these things, but he is so aware, and the way he kind of, you know, manages everybody is like phenomenal. I felt so
this was the most beautiful part of Swami. He would give that special attention to everybody has a story where they are the best, right? He makes you feel that. And that is his knack. And he kept everybody happy. And even if you think from not from the perspective of God or divine perspective, even if you see from a normal human perspective, nobody can be like he would satisfy everybody, whether he comes in a darshan, whether he is attending a function program, from the president to the student, he would satisfy everybody.
Man management at its very best. I mean, conceptualized and even practiced in the best way possible.
I'll just share one very small incident, since he was talking about the sports meet. Probably I'll share two things. One, a very personal experience from my 8th standard, and one related to art. When we were in Vrindavan, after the sports meet, there is a prize distribution. Vrindavan students used to do the setup for the prize distribution.
Right.
So that year, what we did something about world peace with a pigeon on top, and we wanted to bring back the memory of the cricket match what was there in Parthi,
right.
World 11 versus India 11. So we made a life-size statue of the trophy.
The trophy.
Okay.
Right.
So we cannot keep the trophy in the center because Swami's throne is there in the center. So it has to be on one side. So it is not in symmetry,
right?
So if one is there on one side, on the left side, right side there has to be something else. So I imagined a trophy, and I just made a trophy out of the blue with a globe, and on the globe there were two wings. And that was the trophy. So on top of the trophy there was a globe, and there were two wings. And while we were doing that trophy, we were just joking. It will be amazing if Swami has these two wings. You know, we were just joking. Later, what happened is, when the prize distribution ceremony was going on, and Swami moved near the trophy and just posed in front of the trophy where it looked Swami had two wings for a long time. That picture is still there. So Swami is posing like this, and there are two wings behind it. And then we were just saying it jokingly, but he fulfills even the smallest desire what you had. So that was his knack. And coming to my experience, when we were in 9th standard, we were doing BMX cycle stunts. And we were the youngest students. We were the 9th standard students. All the way till college, every student was there. And probably this was something, again, which we get from Swami. Because we are doing it for Swami, we have so much of courage, that bravery, that we want to do as much as possible and the best stunt so that we get his attention. So the role what I was playing in that sports meet act was, I was supposed to do a jump from 7 feet height. So there is a very small run up on stage, and we jump from a 7 feet height with a bicycle. Okay. During the practice session, what happened? When we were doing that practice of the jump, the front tire of the bike hit the ground first. Okay. And my chest hit the handlebar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you look at that cycle, the front tire had turned like 8 shape.
Oh.
Okay, it had bent so badly. I just walked out from there, went and lied down, and I was not able to get up. So I had a sprain in my chest during that period. And doctor said that no, you cannot do this jump. After 3 days, I told all the teachers that I am ready to do the jump. But I knew that I was not even able to hold the handlebar. Okay. When the sports meet day came, and Swami was sitting on the stage, our act was actually the last finale act. Swami actually cancelled two of the events and told to start the BMX cycle stunt. We started the cycle stunt. Mine was the last jump. I went up the stage. There was an artificial stage made. I went up the stage, waved the flag, and I was ready to start the jump. Swami got up from the stage and showed his hand and asked to stop.
Just before you could do the jump.
Just before I could do the jump. And this was a jump, 7 feet height, through fire. I was very upset. I would have done the jump. I was very upset. I had no idea why Swami stopped. A ninth standard kid, ego is on top of the head. I wanted to do it for Swami. I practiced for so long, and Swami doesn't want to even look at it. And he stopped right before I jumped. I went to hostel. I did not even go for darshan. I slept. I was tired also. I slept. Morning, what happens is, Sairam sir, he comes and he calls me. Hey, Acharya, I saw a dream about you. Unrelated. I saw a dream about you. Sir, what happened? I saw in the dream that you are about to jump and Swami's robe catches fire. Swami takes the water next to him and puts it on his hand and then asks you to stop. This was like, then I could connect why really Swami asked me to stop. He actually protected me. And he was the only one who knew I could not do the jump. Because I knew I had the sprain. I knew that it could have been a disaster if I had jumped. But he saved me. He saved me that day.
Wonderful. Talking of all of these, especially what Acharya was saying about Swami's assurance that he'll always be there. Many of us, as you were saying, individually Swami has given this assurance. Even in our own class, I think we can name quite a few whom Swami has personally said, and they can look back at these years after they've graduated and said that, you know, Swami was always there. So Harish, coming to you, what has your experience been after this? Because one of the things about the Golden Jubilee celebrations itself, or the alumni meet, which coincided with that, it was not a reunion of a class which happens in schools and universities. There is no disconnect, actually speaking.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we are coming back and this is the only way we connect to Swami. The connection is always there, but it's a different feeling altogether coming and reliving those days again, feeling the same, that relationship which a student has with Swami again. But nevertheless, that connect never goes.
Yes.
So I would like to ask you about how is that connection remained after you graduated from Swami's college?
I mean, so first is the connect that we had with Swami, which is really, I mean, there is so much of, we thank him for everything, and we thank him for good health. So when Acharya was telling about the BMX incident, so when I was in Vrindavan, I was really suffering through a big sinus kind of a problem. So I was coughing constantly, and, you know, the sinus was very, very bad. So I had done everything. We had done allopathy, we had done homeopathy, Ayurveda, everything, and it just was not getting well. So what happened was, this was holidays time, and I had gone to the doctor, and he had taken an X-ray, and there was a big lump on my head, and they had said that we'll give you a few medicines. If it doesn't go off, then we'll have to puncture it and, you know, take the liquid and the sinus and make it fine. So I was going through that a lot of that pain during that time, and I was sleeping one day. My mom was sleeping with me, because I used to really keep coughing the whole night, type of a thing. Suddenly in the dream, Swami comes and he asks me to get up. So I get up, and with his basically knuckles, right? You know, he gives me one shot on my head.
Okay.
You know, right? So this is how the older teachers used to, you know,
punishment
kind of thing. Yeah. So one shot he gave me on my head, and I felt that there was so much of water coming down from my nose, and I suddenly wake up, thinking that, you know, and started feeling myself. Where the water coming from, kind of a thing. And my mom also wakes up suddenly. And she asked, what happened? I said, Swami came and I had this kind of experience. From then to now, I've never had sinus.
And we had that operation was not required, first of all. The medicines were not required after that. And I've never had that problem. So when we connect back, right, and when we feel every breath that you're taking, literally for me, is a blessing of what Swami has done in terms of health, in terms of family, in terms of everything. So that connect is something that we really cannot irreplaceable. The other connect, which is fantastic, is the fact that we are meeting after 20 years, and some of the students or some of our friends have not changed. The basic characteristic has not changed. So we basically took off from 20 years ago, but we just started as if, okay, the guy is like this. So we started pulling his leg, we started teasing him about his food habits or whatever. So that is really fantastic. It was an amazing experience.
Acharya, what about your thoughts on this?
Okay, connect to Vrindavan, obviously, my connect to Vrindavan was in terms of art. So, when I walked into the hostel dining hall, the first thing I see is, okay, the altar has changed after a long time. The altar has changed. So small bits of this, even the lawn where we did our drama for revealing the name, yeah. Dharma, so which brings back fond memories of us. And we were the only batch which Swami chose the name, Dharma.
In fact, I think probably just to add to that, the details very, very graphically remember that one of our classmates, Brother Meer, he went up to Swami and he said, Swami, you should give us a class name. And Swami said, Ante, what is that?
what is the class name?
And all that. And then he explained it to Swami, a name which would inspire us. And I think we had made up our mind that we wanted a Sanskrit name because all the class names were in English.
English.
And he did mention to Swami, I think he said, Swami, we would like to have a name from Indian culture, which would inspire us. And Swami's spontaneous reply was that there's only one word from Indian culture that can and should inspire all youngsters, and that is Dharma. And I think that's how we ended up calling ourselves the Order of Dharma, or the Class of Dharma.
Yes. Okay, Swami chose the name Dharma. Then what? We needed to do a logo, correct? So we did a logo. Then we thought, what if Swami doesn't like this logo? Okay, let's. That time we had Ganesh in our batch, who was a bit good in computers. It's very hard to draw. Nowadays you have all graphic designing stuff. Those days we did not have that opportunity. So I drew only half the logo. I drew only half the logo, and we went to the photocopy department and replicated the other half. Ganesh scanned the logo, took it to the computer, and rectified and did some modifications. We printed out, colored the logo with color pens and pencils, and to be sure that if Swami doesn't like this, Swami has another option, we did another logo and put both of them and sent it. And Swami chose this that particular logo that time, which became our logo for our third year batch, Dharma.
I think that's the most beautiful thing about Swami's institutions, especially Vrindavan. We had innumerable ways to connect to Swami in his presence, in his absence. In fact, Vrindavan is especially known for connecting to Swami in his absence. Most of the year we are waiting when Swami would come and when the Trai sessions would resume. And talking about our batch memories, one of the most special memories that we had as a class was when Swami took us out when he was visiting one of Swami's very, very ardent devotees, Mr. Balram. Swami wanted to name his, he wanted his granddaughter to be named by Swami. And Swami graced the occasion, and luckily for us, Swami said, I'm going to bring some students along. And our entire batch went along. I think that was one of the most special memories. In fact, one thing which I cherish a lot during that session is, I don't know how many others really noticed that, Swami knew that we were the final year students, and he took us along, and we were sitting there in the living room of Mr. Balaram. And suddenly Swami looked at us and Swami said, which class are you? Right? And we all said, Swami, final year. Because in Vrindavan always you either are a fresher or a final year student to get the chances.
Yes.
If you're a sophomore, you're a loser actually. You don't get anything. So we were like trailing that, Swami, we're a final year student. And Swami pretended as though he didn't hear that. And Swami asked a couple of times and we kept saying, final year, final year. And I think somebody got the sense that Swami doesn't like the term final year.
Yeah.
And they said, Swami, third year. Swami said, ah. And I remember that later in the evening when Swami called all of us and Swami gave us all safari clothes, that time Swami looked at another devotee and very, mockingly literally, Swami said, we'll andaru final year anta. Swami said, apparently these are all final years. But, you know, when you look back, there is no final year with Swami. Right? There is no final year.
Yeah. So, this final thing kind of brought back another memory. So, we used to take for prasadam, right, when Swami was there in Vrindavan. So, there were a few of us who used to go inside. And
right.
So, sometimes you get the chance of being over there when Swami is walking back. So, Swami is coming back. We were kneeling down in front of the tri-main door and Swami comes to me and he asks, where are you from? The question that Swami has asked, and there have been so many innovative answers that, you know, so I, out of my, the first thing that came to me in my mind was Swami from Vrindavan. And then he said, he put his hand on my head and he said, permanent Vrindavan. And then, he left. Permanent Vrindavan. No, and then he left. So that, you know, those memories are just coming by.
So any final thoughts? Any final thoughts about the Golden Jubilee celebrations? Both of you are flying back today and tomorrow. So what are you carrying back home after this wonderful meet we've all had?
Just that. It was really so refreshing, first to be in the presence. I really felt Swami at every stage. The program that happened on Saturday when Ashwath and Jaydeep and Shankar and everybody played, and the Qawwali and all, it's just a big rush of memories, and we really miss Swami a lot. When we are going through, especially these few songs, right, which we connect with him so much, it's also a reminder that we have important roles to kind of fulfill as well. We have to practice what Swami has taught us over so many years, and I won't say role models, but I'm just saying that we should be able to kind of, you know, at least project the values that he has imbibed on us. And it's a good, I think it was a good refresher for, you know, after so many years to just come and live through all those experiences, cherish it, and just go back completely charged for the next few months. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Your final thoughts?
For us, it's definitely like a homecoming, right? So every individual, wherever you are working, no matter what, you will go back to your home, to your mom, you will fiddle around everything in the house, recollect when you were a kid, what you were doing, eat that food what your mom cooked with so much of love. So it is always like a homecoming when it is to Parthi or Vrindavan, whether it is to any of these kind of functions or gathering. No matter what, we will be coming back again and again because this is our home. And he has been our mother with the love of 1,000 mothers, making us to feel his presence everywhere we go. And when we come back here, we just have that eternal nostalgic feeling that we want to be here again and again. So that is something what will remain with us. It is like a kid going back to his house, and we'll keep coming back for that always.
Thank you so much, Sai Krishna, and thank you so much, Harij. I think this is two or three people of probably a few thousands who have, and we could sit, and I know we have not completed even a fraction of our experiences just in Vrindavan, not about our experiences with Swami. So we can see that, as you are saying, that physically it is impossible for someone to touch so many lives and in such a deep manner. And I think to be a part of a legacy, what Vrindavan is, the plays, as I was saying, the presence and the absence, which was Swami. You know, Swami was there even when he was not there, in that sense. And I remember when we were in first 2G, Swami had written letters to the hostel. Swami had written letters to the warden, specifically a proportion of it to be read out to the students. Okay. And I recall the warden saying that you're a lucky batch. This is the first time in a long while that Swami is writing two letters within the same semester.
Yes.
Right? And that is why Swami ensured that even in his absence, we were living in his presence. I think that's probably the prayer we can end with.
Yeah.
That yes, we do miss Swami physically. I think that cannot be avoided. Till probably we go really spiritually high and we are not able to see the difference between physical presence and absence. But till then, even in that absence, I think Swami is ensuring that we keep ourselves anchored in Swami. So thank you very much, Haresh, and thank you, Acharya. I hope you both have a very safe trip back home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sairam. Yadarigu namaskara. Andariki namaskaram. శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యా సంస్థ సువర్ణ మహోత్సవ ఆచరణయల్లి భాగవహిస్తలు ననగా తుంబా సంతోషవాగిదే. ఐఎమ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ హ్యాపీ టు బి విత్ యు ఆల్ టుడే ఎట్ ద గోల్డెన్ జూబ్లీ సెలబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఆఫ్ హయర్ లెర్నింగ్. విద్యార్థిగలు మరియు పోషకరిగే నన్న ಶುಭಾಶಯಗಳು ಮತ್ತು ಈ ಮಹಾನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಥೆಯ ಬೋಧಕ ವರ್ಗ ಸಿಬ್ಬಂದಿ ಮತ್ತು ನಾಯಕತ್ವಕ್ಕೆ ಮೆಚ್ಚುಗೆಯನ್ನು ನೀಡುತ್ತೇನೆ. ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾಸಂಸ್ಥೆ ಉಪಕುಲಪತಿ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಕೆವಿಆರ್ ವರ್ಮಾಜಿ, ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾಸಂಸ್ಥೆ ಕುಲಪತಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿಜಿ, ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ದತ್ತಿಮ ಧರ್ಮದರ್ಶಿಗಳು ಶ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ಎಸ್ ರತ್ನಾಕರ್ಜಿ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ದರ್ತಿಯ ಧರ್ಮಧರಿಗಳು ಶ್ರೀ ನಾಗಾನಂದ್ಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ರಂಗರಾಜನ್ಜಿ, ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಯಂಗ್ಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ರಾಜ್ಯುಯೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೇರ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಐ ಪೇ ಮೈ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಮೆಮರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾಜಿ. ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಅಟರ್ಡ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಲೈನ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ರಿಫ್ಲೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್, ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಭಾರತೀಯ ಆರ್ ಹಿಂದೂಯಿಸಂ our Indian view of the world. You have just now heard his speech about education. What a beautiful pronunciation for the guidance of the society. And also the vision he had about the future of the country is really praiseworthy. That's why I am extremely happy to be with you all today at the Golden Jubilee celebration of Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning. Completion of 50 years, the celebration of Golden Jubilee is a crucial milestone in the journey of this educational institution. It is an eloquent testimony of the enduring vision of Sri Satyasai Baba, an extraordinary guru who inspired millions of people across the globe to actively participate in the service of humanity. Our sages, our rishis were revered, respected for their wisdom. And the modern guru, the modern rishi, Sri Satyasai Babaji, has shown the path for the future to all of us, particularly to the younger generation. I call upon the younger generation to follow his teachings and preachings so that your life can be peaceful, purposeful and meaningful. He was a transformational leader who established education institutions and hospitals and demonstrated to the world how values can be inculcated through education and how health care can be delivered to the poor. I am glad this institution initially set up as the Satyasai Arts and Science College on 9th June 1969 has made a mark for itself. It is heartening to note that the students of this institute have been serving their motherland in various capacities as members of the armed forces, civil service officers, advocates, judges, scientists, researchers, academicians, entrepreneurs, and members of the Indian diaspora. I am happy to note that the small seed shown by Baba 50 years ago has now grown into a Kalpa Vruksha, a tree that gives limitless fruits of knowledge. And is in full bloom with countless flowers spreading the fragrance of peace and wisdom. Good quality education is truly a Kalpa Vruksha for the individual, for a country, a nation, and for the whole world. It is a unique treasure, as the ancient Indian Subhashita goes, Vaye Krute Vardata Eva Nityam Vidyadhanam Sarvadhana Pradhanam. Of all the treasures, education is the most important and most crucial. It is unique because more you share it with others, the more it grows. The more you share with others, the more it grows. Education is indeed one of the major catalysts of the growth. The countries prosper once its citizens become educated. Studies have shown that phenomenal growth of countries in East Asia was largely due to their educational progress. As one recent OECD study conducted in 2012 showed, on average about half of the economic growth is related to labor income growth at the tertiary level of education, unquote. Kothari Commission's report of 1964-68, which laid down the country's education policy, has stated that the opening statement that, quote, the destiny of our country is being shaped in our classrooms, the very important policy statement. We in India are now embarking on a major reform process. You would have read out the draft national education policy that has been released for public debate for a few days ago. Initially, I suggested to the people, wait, go through it, study, analyze, discuss, debate, and then make your comments. Because in India, we have an initial weakness of reacting without even reading. One has to read, digest, understand, discuss, debate, and then articulate your viewpoint. That is the purpose of this education policy is being put in public domain. Let us not be hasty. It's really very tasty, this report, if one goes through it. And there is no need that we should accept everything written in that. But what is good has to be taken. And we have to learn by experience. We had an education system, how it has functioned, how it is shaping the future of our nation, what are the practical problems, what are the challenges that are rising, what are its effects, what are its after effects, what are its side effects. All these things have to be studied and we must proceed with the new educational policy. National education policy, which has been released for public debate few days ago, it is a document that covers a whole range of issues in great detail. It seeks to lay out a path for making quality education accessible to all children and youth. It looks at the need to aim for excellence and equity. It strikes a balance between the national needs and ethos and the need to prepare our students to be among the best in the global context. It calls for a paradigm language policy in which mother tongue is given its due importance. So also is proficiency in other languages required to advance in a multilingual world. Prati vakkaru koda ముందుగా తమ మాతృభాషలో ప్రావీణ్యం సంపాదించాల్సిన అవసరం ఎంతో ఉంది. మాతృభాష అమ్మ లాంటిది. మాతృభాషను మర్చిపోయిన వాడు అమ్మను కూడా మర్చిపోతాడు. ఇంకా అర్థమయ్యేట్టుగా చెప్పాలంటే మాతృభాష కళ్ళ లాంటిది, పరాయి భాష కళ్ళద్దాలు లాంటిది. కళ్ళుంటే కళ్ళద్దాలు పనిచేస్తాయి, కళ్ళు లేకుంటే రెబాన్ గ్లాసెస్ పెట్టినా చూపు రాదు. సో దట్స్ వై ఐ టెల్ ఎవ్రీబడన్ దట్ మదర్ టంగ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఎసెన్షియల్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ యువర్ ఐ సైట్. అదర్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ స్పెక్టకల్స్. స్పెక్టకల్స్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ యూజ్ఫుల్ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ సైట్. ది అదర్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ యూజ్ఫుల్. లర్నింగ్ ఇంగ్లీష్, లర్నింగ్ హిందీ, లర్నింగ్ సౌత్ ఇండియన్స్, లర్నింగ్ నార్త్ ఇండియన్ లాంగ్వేజ్, నార్త్ ఇండియన్ లర్నింగ్ సౌత్ ఇండియన్ లాంగ్వేజ్, ఈవెన్ ట్రయింగ్ టు లర్న్ యాజ్ మెనీ లాంగ్వేజ్ పాసిబుల్, వెరీ గుడ్, పర్ఫెక్ట్. బట్ డోంట్ ఇగ్నోర్ యువర్ మదర్ టంగ్. ఇంటి లోపల, ఇంటి వెలుపల, బయట బజారులో, నీ చుట్టుపక్కల మాతృభాష వచ్చిన వాళ్లతో మాతృభాషలోనే మాట్లాడండి, భాషను ప్రోత్సహించండి. భాష ఔర్ భావన ఏక్ సాథ్ చల్తా హై. భాష భావన దే గో టుగెదర్. కల్చర్ అండ్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఆర్ ఇంటర్ లింక్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ అవర్ లాంగ్వేజ్. నీడ్ నాట్ బి తెలుగు. తెలుగు, తమిళ్, కన్నడ, మలయాళీ, మరాఠీ, పంజాబీ, అస్సామీ, భోజ్పురి, డోగ్రీ, కశ్మీరీ, ఉర్దూ, ఈవన్ ఆల్ దీస్ లాంగ్వేజెస్ దే షుడ్ బి ప్రమోటెడ్, దే షుడ్ బి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్, దే షుడ్ బి ప్రాపగేటెడ్, అండ్ యూ షుడ్ ఫీల్ ప్రౌడ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ ఇన్ అవర్ మదర్ టంగ్. అండ్ యాజ్ వీఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ఎరా ఆఫ్ ఎల్పీజీ, లిబరలైజేషన్, ప్రైవేటైజేషన్, గ్లోబలైజేషన్, ద ఎంటైర్ గ్లోబ్ హెస్ బికమ్ ఎ స్మాల్ విలేజ్. సో యూ మస్ట్ ట్రై టు నో ఆల్ ద లాంగ్వేజెస్ టు ద ఎక్స్టెంట్ పాసిబుల్ వాట్ ఈజ్ రిక్వైర్డ్. లెర్నింగ్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఈజ్ గుడ్, లర్నింగ్ హిందీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో గుడ్. వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ ఇంపోజ్ ఎనీ లాంగ్వేజ్ అండ్ వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ అపోజ్ ఎనీ లాంగ్వేజ్. బట్ నథింగ్ షుడ్ బి ఇంపోజ్డ్. టుడేస్ ఇండియా ఈజ్ యంగ్ ఇండియా. ఇట్ హ్యాజ్ మోర్ దెన్ 50% ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ పాపులేషన్ బిలో ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 25 అండ్ మోర్ దెన్ 65% బిలో ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 35. This is a huge untapped demographic dividend. To realize this dividend, we need to invest in education. Nowhere in the world, no other country has got this demographic dividend. We must ensure our education system is revamped to equip our young children and youth with the knowledge, skills and attitudes required for the 21st century. Just now we all heard Baba's views on education. Very apt. Very relevant and said in a very, very simple manner to make us understand. Sadharana manavulaku aina manandariki asadharana vishyalanu sadharana bhashalo varu manandariki teliyajepparu. Danni manam ardham chesukune prayatnam cheyalsundi. Danni manam ardham chesukolekapothe mana vidya vyavastha anta vyardham aipothundane vishayanni kuda manam ardham chesukovalsundi. We must ensure our education system is revamped to equip our young children with the knowledge skills. The foundation of the structure must be strengthened. India's literacy rate is approximately around 74.04%. Maybe it is high since the last survey. The youth literacy rate measured within the age group 15 to 24 is 81.1%. We must ensure that the next few years we have a population that can read and write, to compute, to articulate and participate with greater self-confidence in the developmental process. And that too among education system, educating the girl is more important. Because there is a saying, educating a man means you are educating a person. If you are educating a woman, you are educating a family. That speaks of the importance of women's education. That's why our Prime Minister Sri Narendra Bhai Modi has brought this and gave us an advice of Beti Bachao, Beti Padao, Beti Badao. That is the need of the hour. We have to bring women to the fore of the nation, in the forefront, and give them responsibilities. They will excel well, I can tell you. All the policy planners are here, academicians are here, faculty members are here. I would like to share my experience. I go around the country, go to various universities for graduation ceremonies. And I, because as vice president, you can't give degrees to 1,000 people. So normally they make me to give award degrees for rank holders, gold medalists, and PhD. So, but to my surprise and happiness, 65% to 75% of the gold medalists are girls. That is the positive thing. That is a very positive thing for our country. Woman should be given equal importance. There is no creation without woman. Woman and men. And in every woman there is a man. W-O-M-A-N. If you go by English word. And even in our country, we call this country motherland, not father's land. We call it as mother tongue, not father's tongue. It is not to undervalue father. Father has got his own place in our society. As I told, woman means man also is there. You take the rivers, names of this country, Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, Mahanadi, Tapati, Narmada, Bhadra, Tunga, Sabari, Kabini. You can name any number. All are named after woman. That is the tradition of this country. That is the culture of this country, respecting woman. But unfortunately, there is a shift. And we started neglecting women's education and promotion. Saying, Sadivenjar and Amma Sadivenjar, Lagbatalani. Sadiviste, Amma Yoda, Sarda Kanga Tayarotundi, Kutumananthavod Manchestu. Avaka Saviste, Okarundati Bhattacharya. Avaka Saviste, Oka Kalpana Chavala. Avaka Saviste, Oka PV Sindhu. Avakasamiste, Oka Geeta Gopinath, the International Monetary Fund Chief Economic Advisor, is from this state of Karnataka, Mysore. International Monetary Fund. International Monetary Fund Chief Economic Advisor. So that's the way forward. We should protect, we should promote more girls' education. Our school system must be more child-friendly and geared towards holistic development of each child's innate faculties. Our higher education system needs to be re-engineered to bring in greater emphasis on the excellence in research and teachings. And Swamiji was talking, it was only 200 universities. Now you have 900 universities across the country. You have thousands of colleges. But we don't have one among the 100 top universities in the world. This is a matter of concern for all our educationists, academicians, institutions. Why you are lagging behind? In spite of India was being called as once a Vishwa Guru, students from Nalanda, Takshashila, Pushpagiri, they used to come to these institutions, Nalanda, Takshashila, Pushpagiri. This is not what Venkaiah Naidu is saying, Vice President. Huan Song, Pahian, Chinese historians, they came and wrote about India's knowledge. And we were Vishwa Guru. So once again, we must all the institutions must see to it that the innate knowledge among the children, it is brought out and guided properly. The draft National Education Policy 2019 contains a number of recommendations that will potentially advance the education agenda of the country and help India move towards a higher growth trajectory. Education is not for employment. Education is for enlightenment. Education is for enhancement of your knowledge. Education is for empowerment. And education, of course, is also for employment. But from we are thinking reverse from the end. Education means only employment. No. These suggestions of the expert panel have to be studied by all the stakeholders in the country. The parents, the students, even the students, the educators, the education administrators, and all those who care for the future of our country, they must study it. Ekagratto, tadekanga, dini purtiga, kolankashanga, adhyayanam chesi, avagahanaku vachi, చర్చించి ఆ తర్వాత చర్చకు తయారు కావాలని అందరినీ కోరుతున్నాను. దేర్ మస్ట్ బి ఎన్ యాక్టివ్ ఎంగేజ్మెంట్ విత్ ద కీ ఇష్యూస్ రేజ్డ్ ఇన్ ద డ్రాఫ్ట్ పాలసీ. వీ మస్ట్ ఆల్ లుక్ ఫార్వర్డ్ విత్ బయాంట్ అండ్ క్రియేట్ ఇండియా ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ బై టేకింగ్ సమ్ బోల్డ్ అంబిషియస్ డిసిషన్స్ ఆన్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ టుడే. గ్రేట్ బాబా హెస్ సెడ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ మీన్స్ డిసిప్లిన్. డిసిప్లిన్ మేక్స్ యూ ఎ రియల్ సిటిజన్. ఇట్ గివ్స్ యూ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్, ఇట్ గివ్స్ యూ కరేజ్, ఇట్ గివ్స్ యూ కన్విక్షన్, అండ్ ఇట్ విల్ రెడ్యూస్ టెన్షన్ సో దట్ యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్ అటెన్షన్. ది డ్రాఫ్ట్ పాలసీ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్సలెంట్ అకేషన్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ టు టేక్ స్టాక్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ అచీవ్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో షేప్ ద ఫ్యూచర్. ఐ డూ హోప్ ఎమినెంట్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్ లైక్ యువర్స్ విల్ ఆల్సో కంట్రిబ్యూట్ టు దిస్ నేషనల్ డైలాగ్. వాట్ ఈజ్ రిక్వైర్డ్ ఇస్ అ నేషనల్ డైలాగ్. యాజ్ అవర్ కంట్రీ economy becomes more robust and resilient as we keep reforming each of our governance structures and trying to transform the lives of our citizens. As we gain greater stature in the Committee of Nations, the education system, the catalytic development accelerator, should be further activated and given utmost attention. Accelerator has to be further accelerated, activated and given utmost attention. We have to shape the future. The onus of moulding the future upon us is collectively, and we must not fail it. It is time that we rethink, reimagine, reinvent, revisit our entire education system. Your institution has already shown some promising direction. The world is moving forward. India is moving faster. My dear youngsters, the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, the Asian Development Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Moody's ratings, everybody is indicating India will move faster. In the coming years, if all of us behave in a responsible manner, pursue the reforms agenda, be positive, not negative, be constructive, not obstructive, be development-oriented, not destructive mind-oriented, India will become the third largest economy in the world, and nobody can stop it. Nobody can stop it except ourselves. We must give up negativity. We are our own country. We are an independent country. We have a story of a democratic festival where the largest parliamentary democracy, the elections are held in very peaceful manner, orderly manner. We have that great history. And we have a democratic mind. So that being the case, there is no reason. The Prime Minister has given a three-line advice. The Prime Minister said, reform, perform, and transform. Transformation of the nation. Transformation. And one of the transformations brought in education, health, and service to the poor is by great Sai Babaji. He brought the transformation. He's a great transformator. He's a great transformer. He's a great reformer, I can say. He's a great motivator. Otherwise, how do we imagine all these water, hospitals, schools coming at number of places? Hospitals with waiting list for thousands of people. Hospitals with all experts coming here to the remote place. Wonderful things happening in Puttaparthi, in Whitefield. All this are his creation, his vision, and his motivation, and his guide. My admiration for Satya Sai Babaji is more because of his motivation to the people. No one man can do everything. But motivating thousands of people can make things happen. And there is a live example of this white field, live example of Puttaparthi, and live example of many institutions which are created by Baba. So, we must all demonstrate, we have demonstrated already, and we must further, how we can draw inspiration from our country's great heritage and blend it with the best elements of thought and action from around the globe. We are a great nation. We have got a great civilization. Thousands of years of civilization. Mana purvikulu, adi kaalam nunchi, veda kaalam nunchi, purana kaalam nunchi, punya kaalam nunchi, jeevinchi, anubhavinchi, rangarinchi, melavinchi, manaku andichina bharatiyata varasatvanni manandaram kuda kaapadukovalsina avasaram ento kuda undi. That cultural heritage has to be preserved, not to be reserved. It has to be preserved and propagated. What is the philosophy of India? People try to give it a narrow meaning. No. Hindu is not a narrow. Hinduism or Hindu thought is very broad. It's a cultural identity of this nation. And Hindu is a way of life. And this way of life, what is Hindu? Without saying so, Baba has explained it. Hindu means humanity. Hinduism means humanity. Manavata. Manavata. Itarra kosam jivinchali. Share and care is the core of Indian philosophy. Share and care is the core of Indian philosophy. So we must all imbibe that culture. Understand the teachings and preachings. I remember my grandfather, when I used to go to vacation, he used to tell me, you go and work in the field. You are a farmer. Manthadu gattukona magavadu prativadu vyavasayam cheyalara po vyavasayam cheyam cheppevadu selavallu chesevadu aa tarvata oka season lo oka season lo oka panta appudu season undedi reason undedi ippudu boyini anukondi anni vere vishayam polam deriki velli jonna cheyadu sadda cheyadu mokkajonna cheyadu unte akkada manchi gatti taati baddalato aa manchi meda ekki odichala ichi pakshulu vastayi vatti taramma cheppevadu మేము ఒడిచాల్లో రాయేసి పక్షులు వస్తే వాటిని తరివేదానికి ప్రయత్నం చేసేవాడు. ఒక్కోసారి కుండలతో సౌండ్ చేసేవాడు వాటిని తరివేయడం కోసం. అది అయిపోయింది. తర్వాత ఆ పంట ఇంటికి వచ్చేది. పంట ఇంటికి వచ్చినప్పుడు కొన్ని కంకులు, మొక్కజొన్న కంకులు, సజ్జ కంకులు, జొన్న కంకులు, అలాగే వరి కంకులు తీసుకురామనేవాడు. తీసుకొచ్చిన తర్వాత వాటిని ఇంటి ముందు ఇలా పంచలు ఉండేవి ఆ రోజుల్లో, మంచి పంచలు. ఆ పంచలకి వరుసగా ఏలాడదీయమనేవాడు. నాకు ఆశ్చర్యం అయ్యేది, ఎందుకు ఇవన్నీ ఏలాడదీయడం అని. ఆ తాత చెప్పేవాడు పక్షుల కోసం అని. నేను ఏమయ్యా పెద్ద మనిషి, అప్పుడేమో పక్షులు తరం వంటివి, ఇప్పుడేమో పక్షులకు ఇక్కడ కట్టమంటున్నావు ఏంటంటే, రేపు పక్షులకు అంత విషయాలు తెలవు, అది పండిందా పండలేదా అని, అందుకని అది చెరగొడుతుంది, నీ పంటను చెరగొడుతుంది, దానికి తిండిని చెరగొట్టుకుంటుంది, తెరవదు కాబట్టి తరం అన్నాను. ఇప్పుడు పంట పండింది, నీ ఇంటికి వచ్చింది, నీకు సంతోషం కలుగుతుంది, దాంతోపాటు నీ సంతోషాన్ని కొంత పక్షులతో కూడా పంచుకోవాలా, అందుకని ముందు వాటిని వేలాడేయరా అని చెప్పాడు. He's an ordinary man. My grandfather is an ordinary man. He was not well educated. He is educated otherwise. Worldly education was there, not the so-called higher education. Jeevana satyamu telusayani cheppadu. Adi bharatiyadante cheevaku chakkara betti paavuku paalu bosi chettuku bottu betti pasuvuku dandam bette pavitramaina jati manadi. Unparalleled anywhere in the world. Andukane manam prakrutito kalisi jeevinchala. ప్రకృతిని ప్రేమించాలా. లవ్ అండ్ లివ్ విత్ ద నేచర్. నేచర్ కల్చర్ టుగెదర్ బెటర్ ఫ్యూచర్. నేచర్ కల్చర్ టుగెదర్ ఫర్ బెటర్ ఫ్యూచర్. దట్ షుడ్ బి అవర్ అప్రోచ్. వీ మస్ట్ బి ఫ్రెండ్లీ విత్ ఆల్ నేచర్. యూ హ్యావ్ కాన్సిస్టెంట్లీ స్ట్రైవ్డ్ టు నర్చర్ క్రియేటివిటీ అండ్ ఇమాజినేషన్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఆన్ అవర్ యంగ్స్టర్స్ అండ్ ఓపెన్డ్ అప్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ ఆపర్చునిటీస్ ఫర్ క్రియేటివ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్, ఆల్ రౌండ్ గ్రోత్ అండ్ ఆప్షనల్ డెవలప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ మల్టిపుల్ competences. See, Satya Sai Baba had a grand-sized vision of education, a vision that integrated diverse standards of human life and experience. For him, education was for life, not merely for living. Education as practiced in your institution is transformational. It is not merely transactional. It is not merely passing on of information or imparting knowledge or refining your skills. It is much more than that. It is what makes each one of you realize your true potential. In a way, as Swami Vivekananda also said, I quote, it is a process by which all our hidden talents are discovered, by which the perfection you already have within you is realized. The way we think, the way we learn, the way we talk, the way we respond to external events, and the way we lead our lives get transformed with sound education. Let me quote Baba's words here. He had said in his characteristic style, I quote, I want my students to have the head of Shankara, the hands of Janaka, and the heart of Buddha. What he was implying was that intellectual brilliance must be combined with good deeds and compassionate behavior. For Baba, each of us is inherently divine. And if we can combine education with devotion, we can realize these divine qualities. If you combine education with devotion, you will get the required promotion. I am not talking of promotion from one post to other, from one level to other in the life. My dear sisters and brothers and youngsters, we are today in a knowledge-based economy. To thrive in this rapidly changing world, we cannot afford to have a mediocre or qualitatively suboptimal system of education. Doing things better, doing things which have not been done earlier, doing multiple things at the same time, we have to recast the education system. Islands of excellence like yours institutions can be effective lighthouses. It is a lighthouse. Prasanthi Nilayam is a lighthouse. Your college is a lighthouse. We need to have many more such lighthouses, and ultimately we should have a much larger number of education institutions that focus on all-round development of an individual's personality. The head, hand and heart must develop simultaneously. One should devote as much time on non-cognitive aspects as on cognitive dimensions. Since life is multidimensional, education too must remain multidimensional. Our ancient sages have said, Sa vidyaya vimuktaye. Good education is the one which liberates. There is an emancipatory quality education. It gives us freedom to choose, freedom to think, and freedom to act. It gives us the ability to sift the chaff from the grain. Good quality education liberates us from ignorance, superstition, bigotry, prejudice, and narrow tunnel vision. This is the kind of education which we must impart in our schools and colleges. This is the education that Baba has also envisaged. He had said in this institute, the medium of instruction is discipline. He said the medium of instruction is discipline. The first, second, third languages are love, service, and sadhana. Now we are debating about first language, second language, this one, that one. Telugu, Hindi, Tamil, Kannada, this one or that one. But he said the first and second and third languages are love, service, and sadhana. My dear sisters and brothers, youngsters, you are all fortunate to be studying in this excellent environment, which is suffused with this idealistic vision of the great soul, Sri Satya Sai Babaji. The hallmark of this institution is the continuous quest for excellence. Its defining characteristic is constant endeavor to transform the students into good human beings capable of making significant contribution to the worlds around them. On this auspicious Golden Jubilee celebration, I wish the faculty, the administrators, and the students the very best in shaping this great institution in accordance with the vision and mission of Sri Satya Sai Babaji. I am sure your efforts to use your knowledge and skills for transforming human lives and serving those who need our help will greatly contribute to the building of a new India and a new world. Future is ours. Let us all stand by the philosophy of India. Work hard. Learn, learn, learn before you start. Yearn, 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 and yearn while you learn also. Thank you very much. Namaskar. Jai Hind.
Discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.